Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. It is not illegal to give the gospel to Jewish people in Israel. That's the headline. Pastor Menno Kalashir comes to explain this headline in a moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
So then, Menno, actually, you were able to find Jesus in the Old Testament. That then encouraged you to establish a church to let other Jewish people recognize that Jesus was there as well. Is that basically your motivation for establishing a church?
Well, yes, you sum up 20 years in one sentence, but it is correct. Yes, it took time, but that's generally the idea.
Have you been persecuted by those in Israel because you are a pastor of a church? In other words, I think I remember a most wanted sign for you because you were preaching the gospel. Is that correct?
Yes, it's correct. Again, when I say persecuted, I'm ashamed to say it compared to pastors in China or in Africa, that some of them were gunned down because proclaiming the gospel. So it did not come to this level to my life. Well, it happened, but you know what? It just brought us closer to the Lord and motivated us to do more.
I have to ask this question. Of course, it's a natural question after what you've been telling us. Have you ever done anything in the church that is against the law, a crime in Israel, for simply preaching the gospel and trying to win Jews to Jesus Christ?
No, we never did anything which is considered a violation of the law. The law is very clear. That means do not pay money for a person in order to change his religion, number one. Number two, do not preach to minors. I do not preach to minors. We teach our children, our youth in the church to know the Bible and to be able to share their faith. They do so to their friends at school, those who ask them. So children are speaking with children. Youth are speaking with youth. I do not speak with minors.
Pastor Menno Kalashir from Jerusalem with the details as to why he is giving the gospel to Jews in Israel so that they can convert to Jesus Christ and why it is not illegal to do so. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. This report is evidence that what happened in the first century church in Jerusalem can and must happen today. A Hebrew of the Hebrews, the Apostle Paul, wrote in the book of Romans that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, that the wages of sin is death, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's Romans chapters 3, 6, and 10. In fact, the only reason that the rapture has not happened is that the Lord is not willing that any should perish. He wants all to be saved. That's 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...